We are learning Masechta Shabbos, and we are learning Nun Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom of Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom, Amamar. We just learned Amamar, Lo Seitze Behema, Lo Bechoysim Shabbos Havara, Behema shouldn't go out with a badge over its neck, Lo Bechoysim Shabbos Ksusa, not if it's attached to her clothing. And we said I was talking about metal ones, and there, if it falls off, you might carry it. And Mishabura really asked that why, if it's attached to her clothing, to the behemoth's clothing, is it a problem? We said by Eved that it's no problem because it's not going to fall off. And Mishabura says, for some reason, there we make a gzeira otu eina arig. And then it says, loy bezug shebisavara, loy bezug shebiksusa. It can go out with the bell hanging from its neck or the bell attached to the clothing. And the other reason is because it looks like it's going out to be sold. And it says about that bell, Zev is that in Mekabal Tumah. They're both not Mekabal Tumah. And Pashup Shat is because it's an ornament for the Behemah. And a Behemah's ornament is not Mekabal Tumah. Because you learn from the Psukim, only ornaments of people, Tachshitim of people, people's jewelry is Mekabal Tumah, but not jewelry of a Behemah. But the Gemara is going to have a kash on this. So it says, Zev is that Mekabal Tumah. Frank Gemara, Zuga Behemah in Mekabal Tumah. A bell of Behemah is not Mekabal Tumah. Raminu, I ask you a kash. Zug shel behemah tamei, a bell of a behemah is mekabel tumah tamei and shel deles, but from a door, it's hanging on the door. You know, used to like ring the bell, basically. Tahira, it's tahar. Why? Since the door itself is not mekabel tumah, and this is mechuber. It's attached to the door. The door is not mekabel tumah because it's part of the. It's called mechuber lekarka. It's not mekabel tumah. So this is attached there. It's tahira. So what does it say in this brisa? It says in this brisa that a bell of a behemah is tamei, and you just finished telling me there is a mekabel tumah. So it's a stira. But we're gonna get there in a second. First, the brisa continues that shel deles. If you had a bell of a deles, which we said is not mekabel tumah, but asoy lebehemah, and then you said, I want to make it for a behemah, and not only that, you hung it on the behemah's neck. Tamei, it's tamei. And it's not considered a maisa hanging it on the behemoth's neck because you have to do a maisa in the thing in the etzem bell. But still, that's enough to make it tummy. If I decide to use a behemoth and hang it on its neck, it's enough to make that's called a behemoth's bell, and it's mekabel tumah. But shall behemoth v'asoy l'delas? But if it's a behemoth's bell, which is mekabel tumah, and I made it now for delas and hang it on the door to use it as a bell, afal pisha chibur l'delas v'kovei, even though you attached it to the door. Still, the covered masmarim, you knocked it in with nails. Still, it's tame. Why? Shekol hakelim yoredim le'tumas machshava. To make it into a mekabel tumah, it's enough with a machshava. Min oylim le'tumas mel b'shinu ma'isa. But it can't leave its state of mekabel tumah unless you do a shinu ma'isa. You do a ma'isa in the etzem guf hakeli. Do something in the body of the keli. You break it. You do something in the keli. That or you change it somehow. That will make it a different keli, and now it will not mekabel tumah. So therefore, this bell, it was used for a door. It was not mekabel tumah. Once I think I make machshava, I set it aside for a behemah, and Rashi says I have to hang it on the behemah's neck also, that's enough, and it's mekabel tumah. But the opposite case, where I take a behemah's bell and I hang it on the door, it's still mekabel tumah. It's a door. No, but it's, you didn't do a shinu ma'isa. To make something leave its state of kabbalah's tumah, you have to do a shinu ma'isa. That's what the brisa says. But what do you see in the brisa? What am I see in this brisa? That a bell from a behemah is mekabel tumah. And we just finished saying that the bell of the behemah is not mekabel tumah. So it's more like kasha, it's not fair. Ha, the islay inbol. Ha, the leslay inbol. There's a difference. If the bell has the little thing inside it that makes the noise, the little thing hanging inside it that makes noise called the inbol, so then it's a full keli, and it's mekabel tumah. But if it doesn't have that, it's not a keli, it's not mekabel tumah. So we're going to tie in now that our first brisa that says it's not mekabel tumah, so we're out the imbol. We're out the thing inside that makes noise. And the case of this brisa, it says the behemah is tumah that it has the imbol inside it. So Gemara still thinks we're going with ornaments. Gemara is a kasha, manavshach. Im manahu. If it's called a keli because it's an ornament for the behemah, afa be less the imbol. Even if it doesn't have the thing inside that makes it cling, it should be tame, because you're saying an ornament of a behemah is enough to be called a tame, because it's a jewelry of behemah. And he lav manahu, if jewelry of behemah is not considered keli, so what difference has imbal? Imbal mashle mana, because it has, makes noise now, it's called a good ornament? Because the Gemara doesn't understand why should be mekabel tumah, it's an ornament of a behemah. So you tell me ornament of behemah is mekabel tumah, so it doesn't need to make noise. Oh, you tell me so it's not mekabel tumah, so what does it help if it has a thing inside it to make noise? Dr. Gemara, no, you're making a mistake. In. Could the Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmanu Rav Yosef? Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmanu Rav Yosef. A nine lema shmiya koil b'kli matchashu tamei. How do you know that a bell, a instrument, or something that makes noise in a metal keli is tamei? Shneim it says in the pasuk. We're talking about kelim that they've gotten the war from Achemes Midyan, and says they had to purify the kelim. It says kol davash yavei be'esh taviru be'esh. And we darsh in the word davar afilu ledibur. Even something that's only made for dibur, which is made for Hashma'as Kol, to make noise, yavai be'esh, has to go. You have to kasher it and put it into the mikvah. So you see, that's makabel tuma. Even anything that plays music is makabel tuma. So what's the Gemara's tarot? Gemara's tarot is like this. Really, a behemoth's ornament is not makabel tuma. Only people's, only Adam, only a human, his ornament's makabel tuma. So therefore, a bell hanging from behemoth is really not mekabel tumah. But if it's a bell that's a useful bell and it can make noise, so it's mekabel tumah because it's an instrument, because it makes noise. So therefore, that would be the chalukim of two brises. The first brise that it says hanging from the behemoth's neck, it's not mekabel tumah, so we're out the invul that makes it make noise. Therefore, all it is an ornament. An ornament of behemoth is not mekabel tumah. Mashaking the second brise, so it says shall behemoth is tameyah, the reason why it's metame is because it's an instrument that makes noise. Not because it's on the behemoth, because the instrument, that's what's mekabel tumah. I can ask me, so why on the door is not mekabel tumah? That Rashi answered already, because it's mechubur, it's attached. Since it's attached to the door, and it was made for the door originally, so then it becomes a chubur to the door. And just like the door is not mekabel tumah, it becomes part of the door. Just like the door is not mekabel tumah, that's also not mekabel tumah. So Maya Kimta, we said the first brice is what's it talking about? The lesser imbal. It has no bell inside it. You know, inside the bell doesn't have the thing that makes noise. Emo Mitsyasa, look at the rest of that brice. It says that a Eved shouldn't go out, Veloy Bizuk Shavari. Eved should not go out with the bell on his neck. But it could go out with the zug on his clothing. We said because it won't fall off because it's sewed in. And they are both mekabel tumah. So you see a zug is mekabel tumah. Now, eid less the imbal, we just said that with this brisa, because it said by behemoth it's not tummy, so it means it's talking about it doesn't have the imbal that makes it make noise. So eid less the imbal, me mekabel tumah. Why is mekabel tumah? Raminu, I'll show you that a bell without the thing that makes noise is not mekabel tumah. Raminu, oh, it says zagin, machteshes. It says in the Gemaras that koil is yofel lebesamim, that when you crush spices, it's good to have noise. So you used to make these bells near the grinders of the besamim. So isim zug lemachteshes, you make a bell for the grinder, vila risa, or you make it for the cradle, for the child's cradle to make noise to help him go to sleep. Umatechas svarim, you put it around the svarim. Because the Rashi says that the children should hear when you're coming in with the svarim, they should hear that it's time to learn now. They used to hang it sometimes to the clothing of to the bibs of the kids. This way, if they run away, you can hear where they are. It's like a GPS on them, you know, it has the bells. So it says in this price, so yeshlem imbol tamei. If it has the thing that makes it make noise, then it's tamei because it's royish, you know, it works. Einlem imbol doesn't have the imbol, it's the hirim. It's tar because it's not finished. It's not a finished product. And the Tanakh says further, no halacha port no halacha. The nitlu imbleim, but if it had an imble and then it got taken away, a dying tumas maleim. There's still tuma on it. It still has a shame tame. We'll see why. Because it's still useful for other things. Tomorrow we're going to talk about exactly why it's still tame. Vakapanim, what do you see from this brisa? That the only time a bell is makabel tuma if it has the imble, which is the thing that makes it make noise. So the question is, we just finished saying that the case of the brisa, because it says that by behemoth it's not mekabel tumah. So he said, what's pshat? Because it doesn't have the imbal. So why by Adam is it yet mekabel tumah? So the Gemara, the Pasha, the Teretz. Hanimili, when does a bell need the noisemaker to make it kavatoma by a tinnik? When I hang it from a tinnik. L'kol avid ledir, it's made to have noise. Avo, by a godoil who's wearing it, he's only wearing it as a piece of jewelry. And faker, it doesn't have to make noise. Tachshu hulei. Afagav less the invil. Even if it doesn't have an invil, it's probably better to make noise. And that's just an ornament. So therefore, it's mekabel tuma. And we said, there's a chilti of a behemah and an Adam's ornament, Adam's jewelry is mekabel tuma. A behemah's jewelry is not mekabel tuma. So that's the end of the chesbonos of the Gemara. And just to make a quick sikkum, it comes out like this, that a bell of a behemah doesn't have the inside as tahar. Why? Because it's an ornament, and an ornament's not mekabel tuma of a behemah, and it's not mekabel tuma as an instrument because it doesn't make noise. But if it has an imbal, then it's mekabel tuma, of course it is an instrument. And but of a person, of a you know, a regular person or older person that wears a bell, it's always mekabel tuma because that's an ornament. And but if it's a child, it depends. If it has the bell, then it's mekabel tuma. But if it doesn't have the bell that makes noise, then it's not mekabel tuma. But there is a din in the brayse that we'll learn in a second now, that if once a bell has that inside, so it's mekabel tuma, and to take it away from the status of kabbalas tuma, it's not enough if the inside of the bell was removed. We'll learn about that right now. Nitlu imblein. That means you created a complete bell with the inside, with the imbal, and then it was taken away. Adayin tumas imblein. It's still mekabel tuma. Still a cool keli to mekabel tuma. Right thing about kashul. My chazu. Maisa. What's a roya for? You know, the halacha is that if you have a nice bucket, it's mekabel tuma. Let's say you have a nice metal bucket, it's mekabel tuma. The halach is that if it gets a hole in it, it's still mekabel tuma, because if it has a little hole, you still could put in it grapes, and if it has a bigger hole, you still could put in it apples. If it has a bigger hole, you still could put in pomegranates. And I think the Gemara says if it's as big as a pomegranate already, that hole, then you can't use it already because it's not useful for anything. But you see that if it still has a use, it still retains its original mekabel tuma, even though it changed a little bit. So here we're saying the bell, the inside of the imbal of the bell was taken away, it's still considered a keli. But l'may chazi freit the Gemara, what is a roya for? What can I use it for? It's a bell. So we'll see different pshatim in the Gemara. But first, the pshat is Abaya. Amma Abaya, you're right, you can't use it. But since hoylov shehedid yochelach ziroi, since a hedid could put back the imbal into the bell, so therefore, since he could replace it very easily, so therefore it still retains the shame keli. It's like if you have a keli that breaks apart easily and puts it back together, it still has the shame keli. For example, you have a hand blender that has the motor and has the blade. Since it's very easy to put it back together, both of them are considered a keli, because since I can put it back together easily, so they're both considered a keli. So that's a bias pshat. The bias pshat is, since I can put it back together easily, they're both mekabel tum. Masav, Rav has a kasha. And Rav is a few Rashi's pshat. Rav is going to prove that it's eventually, that it has to be, that if that has to be, that it's together. That's mekabel tum, only when it's together. Masav, Rav, it says in the Mishnah and Parah, Hazug va imbul chibur. That it says there that the zug, which is the outside of the bell, and the inside of the bell, they're considered one kli. And that means if tuma touches one part, the other part becomes tame. And the same thing the gabi being purifying it. If you spritz mei chatas from a parah aduma, a one on the outside, the inside becomes tahar osa. And that the Tana says, that the one kli, and he calls it, it says chibur, smashma, that putting it together, when it's together, that's what makes it a kli. And it's mashma, if it's separate, then it's not considered one kli. That's what Rav wants to tell. There's a zug ve'imbal chibur, that it, when it's together, it's called a chibur. Maybe the Mishnah means something else. It means a zug ve'imbal is always considered one, even when it's not mechubur. And they're both considered a keli, even when it's not mechubur. But Rav is going to prove from a braisa, not like that. But Tanya went to a braisa. We actually had this braisa before. But Rashi learns this braisa was said on this Mishnah of Zug v'Imvel. It says in the braisa, Maspira shall prakim. If you have a scissor made out of two pieces, v'Izmil shall ratini. Or it's like a sander, something that you use a piece of metal to smooth things out, and it comes with like a wooden handle. These things are chibur l'tumah v'en chibur l'azah. That when they're attached, if one pop becomes tummy, the other one becomes tummy also. But when you spritz mechatas and it's paraduma, it's not considered mechubah. And the Gemara asked before, I'm a marav shachar. Ichi behu, if it's considered one, I feel lahazah, even for purifying it's considered one. We loichi behu, it's not considered one, I feel a tomo nami loy, it shouldn't be tome. Va'amar Rabbi explained, dvar teira b'shas malacha chibur. While you're doing the work, it's a chibur minatayra. Bein le tomo, bein le hazah. Saita mekabel tomo, saita both are mekabel tomo, means you touch one part, the other part's mekabel tomo, and saita when you purify it. It means while you're doing work with it, while it's attached, it's for sure the kabel tomo both ways, one to the other one, and hazah. It's considered one. Shaloi b'shas malacha, ain't a chibur. And not b'shas malacha, it's not called a chibur minatayra. Loy le tomo, loy le hazah. For neither one. And they made a gezerah. But gozer chacham al tumah shloi b'shas malacha. They were gozer that if you touch one, even not, we're not working with it. If you touch one part of scissors, the other part of scissors becomes tameh. Because a gezerah otu b'shem tumah shloi b'shas malacha, otu the tumah that happens b'shas while you're cutting something. And al azah shloi b'shas they made a gezerah v'al azah shloi b'shas malacha that does not work. One of your spritz mechatz on one half of the scissors, it doesn't work for the other half. Mishum azah shloi b'shas malacha because it's not malacha. And Rava learns this bright is going back on that mishnah of zug v'imbal. And Rava learns that just like b'shas malacha, we're talking about smachuber because you can't work with it without not being attached. He holds that we said that shloi b'shas malacha it does not work. The hazah is also means when it's attached. So we see the whole nidin of chibur is dafka when it's attached. And therefore, Rav has a kasha. It says, zug v'invel chibur means it's only a chibur while it's attached. So it's back shver now. Why are we saying that when the invel falls out of the zug, we just said that it's still mekabla tomo. Elam Rava, so Rav is a different shad. Hoiva royal akisha gavi cheres. He says that this empty bell doesn't have the inside is still royal to make noise because you could bang it, take this bell and bang it on top of a barrel and it'll make noise. You could bang this on top of a cheres and make noise. So therefore, according to Rava, the top of the bell, take out the inside, is still tameh. Why? Because it's right to make noise. But the imbal, according to Rava, will not be mekabel tomo, because the imbal is 100% useless. And the Brice before says, nitlo imbal, it's tame, it means the outside. But according to Abaya, that we said, head yach lach ziroi, the head you could put it back together, both the imbal and the zug, the outside and the inside, are both tame, since I could put it back together. That's enough nafkamim to the Abaya Rava, like Rashi speaks out. Nafkamim lahalach of the Abaya Rava is, according to Rava, only the outside part is tame when it gets broken apart. Masha Inken, according to Abaya, both of them could be tame, because this is easy to put it back together. You consider they're both still like it's kilo, like it's one keli still. And it's still considered a keli, and it's both makabel tuma. And this idea to be rubber, the outside I can still bang it out of charis, is similar to the idea we just said before, that if you have this metal bucket that has a hole in it, it's still royal for pomegranates here also, it's still royal for something, and therefore it's makabel tuma.